The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
I'm human. I've never once said that I was perfect. I never proclaimed that I was perfect. But at the end of the day, you know, people pick and they do things of that sort. And that the truth of the matter is, you know, who are you to say that your way is right? Like, that's what I don't understand. Like, we got all these people that's condemning and saying, oh, man, he should have did this, that, and the third. But what makes your way right? I mean, I've been on record to say I'm a sore loser. Who likes to lose? You show me a good loser, and I'm going to show you a loser. You know what I'm saying? I'm not here to it's not a popularity contest. You know what I'm saying? I'm here to win football games. And
Can I have that last fumble there? Have you gone over that play in your mind, and if you could have done anything different?
What would you want me to do?
People are saying that you should have jumped in the pile, but you didn't. And so, what do you remember? What you were thinking at that moment?
Okay, I didn't get the fumble, but it's. I mean, we can play tit for tat. I see numerous quarterbacks throw interceptions, and their effort afterwards, they don't go. I don't dive on one fumble because the way my leg was, it could have been contorted in a way. Okay, you say my effort. I didn't dive down. I fumbled. That's fine. But at the end of the day, that game wasn't built off of. We didn't lose that game because of that fumble. I can tell you that. So, you know, you can condemn and say, well, oh, man, he gave up. He did that in the third. But hey, as long as my teammates know, as long as my coaches know, as long as anybody that's following this team knows, I mean, it's easy for a person to nitpick and say, oh, man, Cam this, oh, he gave up, he just, that's cool, that's fine. I mean, I'm a grown man, I can understand that. But to say some things along the lines of that and to say it in my face, that's extremely different.
Boy, it really didn't make it better, did he? Oh, well. Hey, let's just jump right in, man. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Zhong Li, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Zhong Li Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776, and it's a Tuesday. Usually everybody's in a bad mood. Don't be in a bad mood today. It's a beautiful day outside. Got lots of fun stuff to get to. Let's do this. What's going on, Mr. Hoffman?
Sports and things like that, man. What's going on?
Man, I just love doing the show. It doesn't matter what kind of day I'm having. Whenever I come, when the lights come on, the music comes on, I'm in the best mood ever.
I feel really good today.
Really?
I'm not going to lie. I'm going to give a plug to some. They don't endorse us, but you saw me taking that stuff out in San Francisco, that on it.
Yeah.
Man.
Is that good stuff?
It's game-changing. Hmm. They've got a thing called Alpha Brain that makes me just feel sharper and puts me in a better mood. They've got this mix that I can put into some juice and drink it, and it gives me all my vegetables for the day, like all my daily vegetable stuff. And I'm feeling great, and nothing's going to bring me down. Nothing's going to bring me down today, Fred.
Me either.
I'm happy.
I've been dealing with crap all day.
And you know what?
It's boom, let's go.
You know what? Cam Newton, thank you. Cam Newton makes my job so easy. He really does. Whether he knows it or not, and I know there were, like I said yesterday, there were people who say, oh, Cam doesn't give the media exactly what they want, so they don't like him. No, Cam gives me everything I want, everything I need. Love it.
Well, the thing is, if you can hate losing and still be a gracious loser, that's all there is to it. And you know, there's and believe me, I've been a bad loser at times too, so I get it. But he's going to get that kind of attention because it's a Super Bowl, man. You know, you do that week 8, it'll be a story. It's not going to be a huge story. You do that at the Super Bowl, everybody's going to talk about it. And yeah, it's look, I love the guy's game. I really do. I think, you know, and I think he's going to be back there and he's eventually going to win one. But he didn't make it any better today.
No. And you know what? He doesn't care. And that's cool. I mean, if that's the way you feel, if you feel like you show me a good loser and I'll show you a loser. Well, Cam, I don't know if you remember on Sunday, but you were the loser. You lost.
Yeah.
You know, and not only did you lose on the field, you lost. You lost in a lot of ways, my man. Lost in a lot of ways. And don't give me the people question. It's one thing to question, you know, my toughness, whatever, to my face. It won't happen. Dude, but the way your leg was, what is he even talking about?
I get.
He yeah. Stepped in, said, nah, and stepped out of that pile. He didn't want anything to do with it. Just own it, man. Just be like, you know what? It was the heat of the moment. Blame your coaches. Say, you know what? My coaches usually tell me don't jump into a pile, and I didn't, you know, it's just second nature for me not to jump on that ball. And going back, if I could do it differently, of course I would have jumped on that ball. It's the biggest game of my life. Like I said, there are people who are going to defend Cam to the end. He's just not for me.
Well, I think
he's a very talented guy. That's not a guy I want leading my football team. No thanks.
Well, I think he'll be back, and I think one of these days he'll win one. And my hope is that at some point he sits back and looks at this and goes, all right, maybe I haven't handled this the best way, and I get myself in that situation again, I'm going to do better. And he has done that in the past.
Well, I mean,
I don't know what it's like to lose a Super Bowl. I mean, I guess the closest thing is for me is getting knocked out of the main event, and I didn't have to talk to anybody. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
Because I walked straight out of there and walked to the cab line and didn't say a word to anybody and didn't have to because I don't know. I probably would not have reacted very well. You believe that guy called me with that bleeping hand and busted my aces and I'm out. I can't conceive of what it's like. But, you know, he's been in enough big situations. He should have handled it better and he didn't really do any better today. So, you know, the good news is he's got all offseason to think about it.
Guess so. I get, and maybe he hasn't realized that yet. Maybe it hasn't come to grips that the season's over and he's about winning football games. I get it. I just think this is that the behavior after the game and even when he had 24 hours to think about it.
That's what bothers me a little bit is because somebody should have gotten to him and said, hey, you know, you might want to be a little more contrite here. And doesn't make you a winner to react like a bitch when you lose. It doesn't make you a winner.
No. Well, to each his own. And that's the way he wants to carry himself. That's fine. And you know what? I'm sure there, like I said, there are going to be Cam defenders out there. And I'm sure that there are people listening to this show right now that have no problem with him saying that. And that's okay.
Yeah, it's just a difference of opinion. I'm fine with that.
And what you say about him being back, I'm sure he will. Because the dude is physically so gifted that he'll be there. I'm not sure about, like you, you say you think he's going to win one. I don't know if that's true. You know, I see, I don't want to say, you know, I it's impossible, but, you know, I say this about guys in the NBA a lot. I think there are some guys who just aren't championship guys. Cam Newton right now is showing me that he's not a championship guy, and maybe he'll prove me wrong. Hope he does. Yeah. Actually, that's not true. I hope he does because guys like if that's the way you're going to behave, I don't even want you to win.
That I'm going to disagree with because to me that's almost insulting to the Broncos who played great freaking defense all year long and did the same thing to Tom Brady and did the same thing to Ben Roethlisberger.
Tell me about those guys pouting and being crybabies.
But that's not the point. You know, you're just talking about, oh, this guy's a loser because he did this. I mean, come on, man. They ran into a better team and that's what's getting lost. We're talking about him crybabying and he did, and it's bad. That doesn't make him a loser. It does. They ran into one of the best defense. And I'll tell you what, I have two things I'm going to retract today. One of them being about the Broncos defense. I had about four really good emails from people today. And somebody had asked yesterday, where would this one rank when you compare them to the all-time greats that won Super Bowls?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, 85 Bears. And I'll stick to that. Maybe that's the old man in me. But that team had so many Hall of Famers that you could name the entire defense.
Yeah.
But I said it probably didn't compare with the Ravens and probably not the Seahawks. But somebody, Joey, wrote me a really good email. You know what those two teams had that the Broncos didn't have? Badass running backs who hung onto the ball a long time and kept them off the field.
That's true.
This team had to deal with three and outs. They had to deal with a terrible offense. And the Ravens, yeah, they had Trent Dilfer at quarterback. They also had Jamal Lewis running the football.
Well, that's why I said they remind me a lot of the Tampa Bay Bucks the year that they won the Super Bowl. Because the Bucks weren't, I mean, they weren't great on offense. It wasn't pretty really anywhere on the offense.
That's probably closer. Although, but Brad Johnson wasn't. I mean, he wasn't an elite quarterback by any stretch, but he wasn't a complete dog either.
No.
He had some pretty good seasons, and they also did a lot of what the Broncos did. They got turnovers and interceptions,
yes,
in the Super Bowl, and that's what won it for him. But I think when you go back and look at it, I think I have to give this defense a lot more credit because they really had no offense whatsoever. And part of that, hey, Panthers defense did a good job too. The difference was forcing the fumbles and getting the turnovers, getting the defensive touchdown. That's how that game was won. And, you know, I know to Cam that maybe that fumble didn't matter, but it kind of did. I mean, that was how that game was going to be won either way. And, obviously he didn't play well, but they had a lot to do with that. They took away a lot of what he does well, and they didn't react well.
All what I'm talking about, not like I said, I'm not talking about his on the field performance. Cam is a freakish athlete on the field. I'm just saying I feel guys with that mentality, with his attitude, rarely end up being champions.
Well, you know what? A lot of people said the same thing about LeBron early in his career.
That he pouted,
that he wouldn't shake hands. He acted like a baby when he lost. He's got some titles now.
Yeah.
So guys can change. They can't grow up.
Okay. I feel like 26, 27 years old.
Some people mature faster than others.
Oh, stop that. It's a grown man. You know it, Fred.
I don't know, man. I can't tell you how
I
acted when I was 26.
If your kid was 27 acting like that, how would you, when you say, hey, son, grow up?
Yeah, I'd say it. Doesn't mean he's going to do it.
No. I'd whoop my kid's ass at 27. He was acting like that.
Yeah, I just think people are losing.
I don't care if he's as big as Cam, I'll still whoop his ass.
People are losing sight that he was the best player all year long. He deserved
the
MVP.
I'm not losing sight of that.
He got him to a Super Bowl. They ran into a team that played their ass off, especially on defense. And
that doesn't change how he reacted.
No, he reacted like a little baby. And I'm not going to argue with you on that, but I don't think it just dismisses everything else that happened because that's how he acted.
I'm not saying it does. I just say, like, I think that he'll be back. I just don't know if a guy with that mentality and that mindset is a winner, like is going to be someone who can win the whole thing. I just don't know.
713-780-ESPN is your number. And, I mean, that gets back to what defines a winner. I mean, was Dan Marino a winner? Never won a Super Bowl, but was he a winner?
I think he was a winner, yeah.
I mean, you go through a season and win that many games and lose two.
By the way, let's also keep in mind, this is the first season in Cam Newton's career that he's had anywhere near elite numbers. Let's not pretend like he's been doing this for 5 years, because up until this season, he's been relatively ho-hum. You disagree with that?
He was pretty good as a rookie.
Okay.
And then he's been ho-hum, but he took a big step this year. And
I mean, obviously, this season was fantastic.
And I'm not going to just sit here and say, oh, the guy's never going to win anything because he acted like a baby. Because you could have said the same thing about LeBron James.
Okay.
And a lot of people did. All right, guys. Boy, I had a really good transition for this, and it'd be too
offensive. Did I ruin it?
No. Okay. No, I'm not going to do it. What I am going to tell you, though, is if you got a vehicle sitting out in your yard, sitting in your garage, and you were going to get it fixed and you never got around to it, well, you know what you can do? You can donate it to my good friends at Houston Cars for Kids. They'll come and tow it absolutely free of charge. You get a tax deduction on it. They'll do the paperwork for you. And if you do it today, you're going to get a free $50 Visa gift card just for saying you heard about it on the Blitz. And you think about, okay, what's going to happen with that vehicle? Well, you get your tax donation. You get rid of it. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in, too, especially. You got all those weeds growing over it and stuff, and they're going to come tow it anyway. Well, here's what's going to happen with it. They take those vehicles, and the money they get from them, they give students what they need to succeed. Sometimes they need glasses. Sometimes they need transportation. Sometimes it's free bus passes just to get there. That's what they do. And Houston Can Academies is a school that takes in kids who have dropped out, at-risk kids who've had problems elsewhere, had to drop out of school. And there's a lot of reasons, man, that they had to drop out. Sometimes it's family issues. Sometimes they had to get a job. Sometimes, you know, it's as simple as they were getting bullied. So they dropped out of school. Well, Houston Can Academy gives them a second chance. They work around their schedules, and they're graduating great kids who go on to do terrific things. And you can help just by getting rid of that thing. You're tired of looking at it. Get rid of it. Give them a call right now at 713-225-4226, 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. And remember, right off the car, not the kid.
ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, Valentine's Day right around the corner, coming up on Sunday. So this year, give your Valentine a gift that's more personal than roses, more creative than candy, and will last a lifetime. How about a Bear Graham from Vermont Teddy Bear? I've been telling you about these guys for years. It's a fantastic gift for really whoever the Valentine in your life is, whether it be your significant other, your mom, your sister, your kids, whoever it might be. They're going to love this teddy bear. It's a 15-inch classically designed teddy bear, a gourmet chocolate, a personalized card, and a gift box. They've got tons of bears to choose from. They range from sweet to funny, romantic to friendly. You can send one to just about anyone for any occasion. Check out the entire collection. They've got over 50 Valentine's Day bears at VermontTeddyBear.com, including the zombie bear, the beer my Valentine bear, and the pizza my heart bear. It's a great way to say I love you in a personal, heartfelt way. All these 15-inch bears are handmade in Vermont, and they're guaranteed for life. Remember, Valentine's Day coming up this Sunday. Delivery is guaranteed. Visit VermontTeddyBear.com or call 1-800-829-BEAR. Tell them AJ Hoffman from The Blitz sent you.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN's your number. Robert said, Cam said, if you don't like me celebrating, stop me. And he was. And now he's mad that someone stopped him.
Yeah, well, Cam also said that commercial where he's like, too bad they don't make Band-Aids big enough for hurt feelings.
Whoops.
Too bad, right? Sure would be great.
David says, nothing going to bring you down. Famous last words. Here comes that 5% you always talk about. You're not going to get me today. And that, you know what? That's Tuesdays have been better since I muted a bunch of the texters. There are like four guys that are always just jerks, and I muted them. It's made all the difference in the world. And since I started blocking people on Twitter. I'm going to grab a quick phone call. Ryan, sure. Ryan, you're on The Blitz. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, sports.
Good deal. Hey, you know, y'all are running on Cam here pretty hard, and I just think, you know, you're saying that because of his attitude, you don't think he'll ever be a champion, whatever. Belichick's a poor loser. Brady, I mean, Randy Moss was a poor loser. Those guys won. You know, the tennis player who always threw the fits with the curly hair, he is a world-class poor loser. The guy won. I think you're taking a small segment of Cam's, of who he's done and what he's done, and trying to equate that out to the fact that he'll never win. I think you're full of it.
Okay, well, first of all, Randy Moss never did win a Super Bowl.
Well, second of all, AJ's the one who said that. I did
not. Yeah, that's not Fred. I believe that. And there are some guys that I just think aren't built to win and whose attitude will not allow it. And I feel like a guy that can't – again, had he come out today and said, you know what, I was upset. It was the heat of the moment. I probably could have behaved a little differently. Okay. But then once you – sorry about that. Once you
rookie mistake there,
yeah. Once you come back the next day and basically just say, "No, You show me a sore, or you show me a good loser, and I'll show you a loser. All right, well, you don't have to look far, buddy. You don't have to look far. And I there are certain guys, and you know, sometimes I'm wrong, but I've said before, I don't think James Harden's ever winning an NBA title. I don't think he will. And Carmelo Anthony, I don't think Carmelo Anthony's ever winning an NBA title. It's not personal. It's just things I see about these guys that make me think that they're not a team with that guy as their leader is not going to be championship material. And if you think I'm wrong, that's fine.
See, I got like 4 points.
I don't know who the guy with the curly hair in tennis is.
I think he means John McEnroe. I think we're going way back there. Way back.
No wonder I didn't know what he was talking about. Hitting me with an 80s tennis
reference. That was before you were born. 936, you're not muted. But if you want to be, you can be. It's pretty simple. It's a great little process. Once I figured that out, it changed the whole text line. And one other thing, too, I kind of want to – I'm going to flip sides on – was we were kind of – I kind of said it was cheesy that Peyton did the Budweiser thing. You know what I didn't realize? Somebody else pointed out to me today that NFL players can't endorse beer.
Right.
So he couldn't get paid for it. Obviously, he owns distributorships, so now you're splitting hairs on whether or not he's getting paid for it. But that's kind of BS that they can't do that.
Surprising.
Yeah, Johnny Manziel should not be allowed to endorse beer.
They're also not allowed to show up at press conference wearing any branded gear that isn't, you know, a sponsor.
Yeah,
of the,
I think that's silly, too.
So you can't have personal sponsors, and Peyton just kind of skirted around the rules a little bit.
You know what? I kind of admire that. You know, upon 24-hour retrospection. I still think, it was cheesy, but he's always been cheesy, so I'm not going to get mad at him over that. All right, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. This is what kind of drives me nuts. Broncos win the Super Bowl, play their ass off, earn that game. All anybody's talking about is how Cam Newton reacted to it.
Had Cam Newton just gone to the press conference and answered questions?
But I know. But even a day later, and then he comes back and does this. There's no talk of the Broncos at all. It's kind of.
I don't think the Broncos care.
I don't think they care. But I also think that's one of the things about sports that kind of drives me nuts. Is that this is what we're talking about? We're talking about. He acted like a baby. Then he acted like a baby again today.
I can't wait to see him act like a baby tomorrow.
By tomorrow, really? You think he's still going to be talking? I some of these guys really just need to hire good PR people.
Hey, Jung, I see ESPN975.com. Oh, never mind. Philpott wrote this. Whenever it comes to pro wrestling, Philpott has a hand in it. He's our new pro wrestling booger eater. He wrote a story about, is 30 the new 40 for the modern athlete? And basically talking about Calvin Johnson possibly retiring, Marshawn Lynch possibly retiring, and Daniel Bryan retiring, the pro wrestler Daniel Bryan.
Hey, that was big news all over the internet this morning.
Certainly was. But I was like, who put that on our page? And it was David Philpott. He loves wrestling. Wrestling and black chicks, his two favorite things.
Well, there you go. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. All right, we'll take a couple more. Alex.
I mean, it's either talk about this or talk about Johnny Manziel, which we're going to have to get to.
We're
going
to have
anyway.
To get that. We got a lot of stuff we can get to. But let's get Alex on. Go, Alex. Go, Alex.
Hello?
Hey, sports, Alex.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
It's going sports.
I just wanted to make a quick observation here. You guys are giving Cam the business a little bit, and I can understand why he didn't act as maturely as possible. But I did want to make reference to the fact that nobody's making mention of the great Peyton Manning's behavior at the end of his last Super Bowl loss. He didn't even shake hands with the guy who won the game. He walked off the field. And his meeting with Cam's meeting with Peyton at the center of the field seemed rather genuine to me. So all this sore loser stuff, you got a point there, but you're not accurately portraying the whole story here. You're kind of leaving out bits and pieces and kind of bashing.
No, we're not leaving out bits and pieces. You're bringing up a totally different subject, which we addressed 4 or 5 years ago when it happened, Peyton not shaking hands and walking off the field. The difference is Peyton went to the press conference and answered questions about walking off the field without shaking hands. Cam Newton did not. So LeBron James did it. A lot of guys have done it, the walking off the field without shaking hands. I'm not saying that's a good thing. I think that's a douchebag move too. And Peyton Manning, when he did it, we got on the radio and busted his balls for it. So I don't know how bringing up something that happened several years ago somehow makes Cam's look any better.
That was only 2 years ago.
Was it just 2 years ago?
Yeah.
No.
No, it was when they lost to the Saints.
It was the Saints game.
Okay. Yeah, it wasn't the Seahawks.
No.
Yeah, of course, that was over so early. How can you
do that? Yeah, he shook hands at halftime. He knew.
Exactly. Oh, boy. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. We'll take some phone calls. But
yeah, Peyton was loaded up on medicine during that game in New York about halftime. He knew it was coming.
Texter says, I get your point, but would we even be talking about the Super Bowl winner today? I mean, what more can you say? Typically, Super Bowl talk dies quick. Yeah, we just didn't talk about the Super Bowl winner yesterday either, though.
No.
We really didn't get around to him then. But and there are some
things.
They're
secondary.
What do you do with Peyton Manning versus Brock Osweiler? I mean, that's going to be a big offseason thing.
Peyton Manning was one of the worst quarterbacks in the league this year.
I think you do, but, you know, what if he says, hey, I want to play, and you're like, sorry.
You say, hey. We'd like you to play too,
and
for one of our division rivals, preferably.
But it is kind of interesting to me because how often do you have a veteran Super Bowl winning quarterback like that, and you're more than happy to move on? Because honestly, I think Brock Osweiler could have won that game Sunday too. The way that defense played, as long as you just hand the ball off and don't turn it over, you were going to win the game.
Did Peyton Manning make a single throw that game that made you go, wow, that's why they've got him here?
You know what he did the entire playoff run? He made a lot of throws, and I'm like, holy bleep, how did that not get picked?
Yep.
And but it goes back to what I was saying. Well, let's do this first. We'll come back to that next segment because there is a point there to be made. But right now, what are we talking about here?
Sherry's Berries, man. The big game is over. The big day right around the corner, Fred. Valentine's Day is this weekend. It's time to focus on the best gift you can get. Make sure you get it right this year. Win our heart with the romantic, fresh, and juicy berries from Sherry's Berries. Our Sherry's Berries arrived today. I can't wait to eat every last one of these before I get home and give them to my wife. And, well, hopefully she's not listening, but I'm just going to tell her, they didn't send any this year. Freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries starting at $19.99. That's over 40% savings. And if you want to go big, you order before midnight tonight, you double the berries for just $5. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, type in our code Fred and AJ. It's a one-day deal to get the $5 double up, so get your order in today.
See, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take my Sherry's Berries, and I'm going to take them to my wife's office and have them deliver them to her desk so that all of her friends will think that I actually care. See, you can.
Well played.
I'm telling you, man, that's how you win people over. And they say, wow, man, well, he must think a lot of you to get you Sherry's Berries and have them sent to work. You can get this done. Here's the only way to get this amazing Valentine's Day deal. Juicy, huge, and freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 or double the berries for $5 more. Just click on berries.com, berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right corner and type in Fred and AJ. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, and enter my code Fred and AJ. Order today. This special price expires at midnight.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, you know what? Not too far away from President's Day, and you're hearing all these President's Day sales. And you know what? We go to a retail store, it's easy for them to do. They just mark the price up, and then they cut it back down a little bit and say, hey, it's a sale. That's not what happens at Texas Mattress Makers, because at Texas Mattress Makers, you're buying it directly from the manufacturer. So when they have a sale, it's an actual sale. You're cutting out the middleman. It's a big difference, not only in price, but what really matters, your sleep. Texas Mattress Makers are the sleep experts in engineering the perfect bed for your body type. And they always ask about your sleep habits, and they ask about your issues before showing you a bed or asking you how much money you have to spend. And that's why it's so cool to go over there and see you've all in the gang, because they have made these mattresses and they're selling them directly to you. So you're going to save at least 50% off. Well, on top of that, guess what you're going to get this President's Day? How about 10% in real savings straight from the factory? Great sleep, save money. And I tell you, when you go in there, they're not going to say, how much do you want to spend? They're going to say, hey, how do you sleep? And maybe whoever you're sleeping with sleeps differently. They're going to get a mattress that works for both of you. Go visit them, 4619 Navigation at the corner of Lockwood and Navigation today. Get 10% off in real savings. Make sure you tell them I sent you. Better sleep at factory prices. Texas Mattress Makers, TexasMattressMakers.com.
Hey, it's Owen Daniels, part of the Super Bowl 50 champion Denver Broncos. Keep on listening. Home with the Badge, ESPN Radio 975.
And we are back on the Blitz. Did a couple shows with Owen back in the day when he was here. Good for him. I'm very happy for Kubiak and Wade Phillips and those guys. I mean, they landed in a great situation. And, I'm kind of happy to see some guys who played here do something. Darn sure isn't going to be the local team.
No.
Might as well be some connections there. Although, you know what's kind of lost is that some of the Broncos have been kind of a-holes after this, too. Some of the things, well, Keith Tlaib, we talked about yesterday, he might actually get a suspension from that, according to the league now, which serve him right. But
why would you even admit that?
Yeah, that's just dumb. Although it looked pretty obvious. Some of the other things that guys were saying after the game, and I get it because it's not like Cam and those guys didn't celebrate a lot, and I think you bring that on yourself a little bit. But, good for them. I'm kind of glad to see Denver win, too. That's just because they have legal weed. That should tell you, if you legalize weed, your team will win the Super Bowl. That's my theory. I believe it. What do you want to do?
Massachusetts have legalized weed?
No, but
2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Nah,
Seattle should have run the football. Let's face it.
Yeah, otherwise it would be 3 out of 3.
Right. Okay.
Weed states. If you're in the Texas legislature and you're listening, well, actually, you wouldn't be listening because if you're in the legislature, you're an idiot. But legalize weed, Cowboys or Texans will win. That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
Very simple. Unless Tom Brady shows up. So we got a full board here, AJ. What do you want to...
No one agrees with AJ is basically what it boils down to, right?
All I can think of is, I wish the Texans had Cam Newton.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I can think of.
Trust me.
It's kind of like, I agree with you on the annex, but I'd sure take that guy in a heartbeat here. Let's try... Boy, I'm having trouble seeing the names today.
You want to go who's been on hold the longest?
Yeah, let's do
let's
that.
Let's go with Jace.
All right, Jace.
Sports to you, Jace. How's it going?
Hey, guys. I was just listening, talking about Cam acting like the way he did after he lost. And like y'all just touched right now, right before y'all got on to me, was that the Broncos being really good and how they played, and Owen Daniels being the connection, and we got Antonio Smith and Kubiak and Wade over there. It's kind of good to see Wade get his first Super Bowl. You know, his dad never won one, so, it's really nice to see that. I don't know. I really like the connections that we have also, and y'all just touched on that. I really enjoy the hats off to them.
Yeah, good for them. I don't know if I necessarily like it, but
good
for those guys.
It's better than nothing, I guess. Yeah, my only rooting interest wound up being +4.5.
Well, that's typically all I've got.
Yeah, that was my rooting interest, and it wasn't for much either. So it wasn't. But I had mixed feelings about the game because it was such a well played defensive game on both sides that it made it look ugly, and that happens in defensive games. And I kind of prefer games where you have some kind of offense generated, but. Give him credit. It was about as good a defense as you're going to see on both sides.
Let's try Manny. Sports, Manny.
Sports, guys. I just don't like the James Harden comparison to Cam Newton because I totally feel like they're totally different people in their respective sports. I think Cam's actually led his team to a Super Bowl on the cusp of winning a championship, so he can potentially be there again. And James Harden, I mean, the guy... He's just another player in the league.
So if James Harden had won one more series last year, he'd be exactly where Cam Newton is today. So you're saying that one series is a big enough difference that it's a ridiculous comparison?
I can agree with that, but I just feel like being in the conference championship is totally different from being actually in the Super Bowl on the cusp of a championship.
Okay.
I don't entirely agree with him, but I do think it's harder to get to a Super Bowl than an NBA Finals.
All right.
But winning an NBA Finals is always difficult because you basically have two or three teams that are going to be better than you every year. But I don't know.
Can we also mention that James Harden has played in an NBA Finals?
Yeah, but he wasn't the lead dog.
No.
He was the third dog.
But he was there.
Team. Yeah. Didn't play very well.
So that's a different conversation.
I don't think it's a ridiculous comparison, but I do see some differences.
Let's talk to Marcus.
Hey,
sports Marcus.
Someone called in earlier and was saying they don't like how people are, you know, complaining about how Cam Newton handled himself, and they're comparing him to Peyton Manning. And I mean, they try to create these similarities that just aren't there. Like, it was a completely different situation. Like, Manning walked off because he was pissed that he lost, and then he actually had a press conference afterward. But I mean, Cam Newton doesn't owe anybody anything. He went to the press conference. He was there, and he gave answers. Like, people are, I mean, I don't know. I just feel like it doesn't really matter, and I don't even like Cam Newton, so I don't know. I just don't. People are overblowing it, and a few have been talking about race and stuff, so I'm just like, shut up, you know?
Well, I'm over the race part of it. I think that's a silly thing at this point, but going there and answering two questions and really only answering one question with more than two or three words and then getting up and walking out after being asked another question, that's not fulfilling your responsibilities.
Well, I know he's won a few, but Belichick does that too. I've seen him do that. One and two word questions, and then he gets irritated and walks off. Now, not at a Super Bowl.
Right.
Even after the Tyree catch, which if there was ever a reason to do it.
Yeah.
But he has done that before after regular season games.
Isn't Bill Belichick widely regarded as an a-hole?
Yeah.
Okay.
The difference is
other guys being a-holes doesn't make it okay for someone new to be an a-hole.
The difference is he's won a few, so therefore it's okay to be an a-hole.
You can get away with a lot more once you have a ring. I think we can all agree with that. All right. I got to tell you guys about attorney Gary Trichter. You know why? Because I don't want you to get in trouble. Valentine's Day is on a weekend, so you guys are probably going to be out having a good time. Might get pulled over, accused of DWI. Hell, you might even fail the breath or blood test. Not the end of the world, guys. Don't despair. There's still hope, even if you failed those tests. A lot of things about them you should know. Breath tests, they're inaccurate. They're unreliable. The police breath test machines aren't warranted fit for testing. Most states have abandoned the machine because it's just old technology. Failing that test isn't the end of the world. Juries are smart. They're going to notice the problems with that machine. Same with the blood test. They're not testing your blood with that blood test like a medical doctor would do. They're testing the air above the blood by a process called gas chromatography. It's a very indirect, very circumstantial test for alcohol. Again, these are all points that a jury, you know, will be able to see. All you need is the right attorney to point it out to them. And not a lot of DWI attorneys are experienced in going to trial with these cases. Attorney Gary Trichter is a DWI specialist, which means he's experienced in telling the truth about these tests to juries. He's experienced in talking about the science to juries. He's one of only four board-certified DWI specialists in the state. If you failed the breath or blood test, DWI or DUI, call attorney Gary Trichter. Put his number on your cell phone right now at 713-524-1010 or visit texasdwilaw.com. That's 713-524-1010 for attorney Gary Trichter.
ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys. Got to tell you about Pro Flowers. Valentine's Day is this weekend. Do not wait until the last minute. This Valentine's Day, trust the experts at Pro Flowers who give you confidence that Valentine's Day is done right. And today only, they're going to give you an extra 15% off everything. Pro Flowers is offering our listeners two dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $29.99. Or you can really be a hero and upgrade to long stem roses with a cherry red vase and chocolates for just $9.99 more. Plus today, ProFlowers is offering our listeners an extra 15% off this amazing deal. Go to ProFlowers.com and use our code Fred and AJ. But remember, the extra 15% is for today only.
Guys, don't wait till the weekend. Send them to her now. Send them where her coworkers get a chance to see him and gush over him. Let her friends know that you did Valentine's Day right. ProFlowers is quick, easy. Delivery for Valentine is guaranteed. They're going to last 7 days or your money back. You can't beat the price. You can't beat the convenience. They take care of everything. And you get all the glory. You've got to send, whatever else you do, you got to send flowers on Valentine's Day. It's a must. Here's the only way to get this great deal and get your extra 15% off. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the top right corner, and type in Fred and AJ. That's ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone, type in our code Fred and AJ. Order now. This deal expires at midnight. Get on it. That's Fred and AJ at ProFlowers.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in.
Lock them in.
Yeah, who's that? Who was that voice? Is that a Granato voice?
That was me excited.
Lock them in.
The official ESPN.
Yeah, what's the deal with Granato? Apparently he busts on us every day now on his show.
I listened to it. He didn't say anything like,
how come every day I'm getting tweets?
Yeah. Oh, no, because I think he was responding back to what you guys said about his taste in beer. Oh. And he didn't really say, I listened back to it. He didn't really say anything. He's just like, oh, you know, I don't like McDonald's. He was saying he didn't like McDonald's. He didn't like Heineken Light. He said, so what if I like Coors Light, that kind of stuff. He spent maybe a minute or two on it.
So he doesn't like McDonald's. He does like Burger King, though.
He didn't say anything about Burger King.
Burger King, yeah. Hey, man, that's cool. If you want to drink pee in a jar, that's your business. Apparently, we were being made up for standing in line to get beer. That's the only thing I stand in line for, is a beer release. Anything else, forget it. I don't apologize for that. Not even a little bit. Anyway, the official ESPN 97.5 app is now available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go, or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. Also, want to remind you that you can use that device to purchase a copy of An Introduction to Sports Betting Blitz Style by us. You can also go to Podcast Arena for that, or Gal Media Publishing. You can also get a copy of Acing Racing 2016 if you're going out to the track. Audiobooks, man, you can just listen to them in the gym. You can listen to them in your car. Listen to them on your device, and very easy, downloadable, and extremely inexpensive, all from Gal Media Publishing. Just had to throw that in there.
Thank you.
Golly, everybody wants to talk. Let's try Jerry. I want to get on this a little bit. What's up, Jerry?
What's up, guys? Hey, I just had a question. Love your show, by the way. I'm on riding home from work, and I was thinking about a Giants fan, thinking about 2000 Ravens defense versus Denver's defense. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, we hit on that a little earlier in the show. I think I really have to go take a harder look at this, because I kind of just dismissed that out of hand, that the Broncos compared to that team. But the Ravens did have one hell of a running game and a great offensive line, which Denver does not, and were able to run the ball and possess the ball. And that kept the defense off the field a lot. Now, those guys also made plays. You also had Ed Reed, and you had Ray Lewis and guys. Well, like I said, Reed
wasn't on that team. No, but you had Ray Lewis, you had Rod Woodson, Jamie Sharper, you had Peter Boulware, Sam Adams. I mean, you had a bunch of beasts on that defense.
Got a bunch of beasts on this one, too. That secondary is fantastic.
That's true.
And what Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware were able to do. I just need to look at it closer. But the one thing that I will say is, it's always easier to play great defense when you have great defensive players and you're not on the field much.
Yes.
And
they had a 1,300-yard rusher that year in Jamal Lewis.
And you know, Marshawn Lynch, it was one of the big reasons why the Seahawks won the Super Bowl.
Yep.
For the same reason, because they were able to run the ball, possess the ball behind a very good offensive line, keep that defense off the field, and you had a fresh defense out there making plays. This defense did not have that. This defense basically had an offense that would go three and out or turn it over.
Yeah.
So, again, it's one of those things I need to study more, but I'm not gonna dismiss it out of hand, because that is a pretty big factor. How about Raphael?
So,
what's up, Raphael?
How you doing, guys?
We're doing sports.
Good. I just wanted to touch on that
Cam Newton. You know, everybody's been making excuses that, you know, oh, he needs more time to cool off and this and that. But when I saw the interview that Luke Kuechly did, if I'm saying his name right, I mean, I was impressed. He did it with such class in defeat. Whether you win or lose, in my opinion, you win with class, you lose with class. If Cam Newton's going to be a role model for these kids in Carolina, win with class like you used to celebrate, and I watched all those games where you destroyed everybody, lose with class, buddy, because you know the media is going to ask you the same question repetitively every single time, different ways. Just answer it, be done, and move on.
Listen, I'm with you on win with class, lose with class. If you want to win and be a hot dogger when you win, I'm okay with that too. I'm okay with Cam dancing and dabbing. I'm just not okay with being petulant when it doesn't go your way. You know what I mean? Because then you look like a front runner, and that's the worst thing. So if you're going to be that guy that goes out there and dances and has so much fun when things are going your way, I mean, don't be a crybaby when it doesn't. That's all I'm saying. I'm with you. I like the win with class, lose with class thing. And you know, I thought Josh Norman handled things very well. There's a lot of guys on the Panthers did. Cam just didn't. And, you know, I don't – maybe that there's been more of a spotlight on him, and I get that. But he brought that spotlight to himself. I mean, he wants the spotlight. That means when the lights are bright, your spotlight's going to be even brighter. And this was the biggest moment, and he fell flat. You just got to own it.
713-780-ESPN. Texter asking who do you think the Broncos will retain. I think the first thing they do is get something done with Von Miller, whether it's you have to,
or at least put that tag on him.
Yeah, and then I think the real question for them is, do you pay Brock Osweiler starter money, which you're going to have to if you're going to keep him? You can't really. Yeah, I think if he gets out there, some idiot desperate team Texans is going to give him a bunch of money. Just like if Kirk Cousins gets out of Washington, some idiot desperate team is going to give him a bunch of money. I'm not sure it's the right move, but if you're Denver, isn't that your only choice? I mean, you've been grooming this guy. This is what you've been waiting for.
Yeah.
Don't you pretty much have to do it? Got to give him that Andy Dalton money? I mean, somebody's going to pay him, right?
Somebody.
Everybody's desperate for quarterbacks. So I think that'll happen, but I think Von Miller will get done. I would expect, as they've done with some guys in the past, he gets franchised and they work on a long-term deal while he's under the franchise tag. Let's try Rudy. What's up, Rudy?
What's going on, guys? Sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, I'm kind of curious about how come when you talk about Peyton Manning, you had the short narrative of just about the Super Bowl, and opposed to talking about his whole career.
Not sure I follow you, sir.
What do you mean?
I mean, the man just ran he finished the marathon.
No doubt.
The ultimate goal.
No doubt. We were talking about them keeping him next year. And sure, he finished the marathon. He's one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, but he's not very good right now. And he's not going to get better going forward. I mean, like you said, he's finishing the marathon. Credit where it's due, Peyton Manning's one of the legends of this game. And I think winning that second Super Bowl solidifies his place in the upper echelon of all-time great quarterbacks. But because this season, he was not a good quarterback. There were probably 15 or 20 guys I would have rather had starting than Peyton Manning, if not more than that.
Yeah, you could have gone pretty deep.
But
and it's that doesn't take away from what he was. And I think this is good for him because people aren't going to remember that they won the Super Bowl in spite of him this time. They'll just look up at his career and say, wow, he set all these passing records and he won two Super Bowls. It's not going to be – they're not going to look at it and go, man, he was bad. And he hasn't been good. The one thing he didn't do is turn the ball over, and this is what I was going to get to earlier. What he still can do is change into the right play. He can still get the ball to the right guy. His mind still sees it. His body can't really do it anymore, right, though. And it just – and trust me, when you get old, you see that you'll start seeing this – you know, when you get in the gym at some point 5 years from now, and you know exactly where to go,
Fred. That's now.
And you're just not quick enough to get there.
Yeah, because on the other side of you, just like on the other side of Peyton Manning, are a bunch of 20-something-year-old studs.
Yeah,
And you're an older dude.
It's not the same thing, but even playing basketball, I could see where I'm supposed to throw the ball. My instincts are there, and these kids are too quick. They get to it.
God, what kind of money is Von Miller going to get? Is he going to get more money than JJ just got?
I think he's going to get between Justin Houston and JJ.
Okay.
I would think would be, although he's the latest one up.
And he won a Super Bowl, and the salary cap's going up.
Yeah.
He might be the highest paid defensive player in the league.
Yeah, he might get more than JJ. And that's just, that's because he's the latest guy up.
He's the latest guy up, and he's also,
he's also...
He's on a championship defense.
And he raised his game in the playoffs, too.
Yep.
So.
All right. Joe, tell me what I'm supposed to be doing here. I knew it. I had it on top, and I failed to jump right in. Pajamagram.com. Guys, I tell you guys every year about Pajamagram. It's a great Valentine's Day gift. This Sunday is Valentine's Day. I'm going to let you guys in on a new secret. I tell you guys all the time about the hoodie footy and things like that. This year I'm talking about Hidden Secrets pajamas, only from Pajamagram. They're perfect for Valentine's Day. And these, while Pajamagram has a ton of pajamas that it can go to anyone. They could go to your daughters, your mothers, your sisters, whoever. They could go to whoever. But this one's specifically for your lady. It's a little secret to it. Elegant and comfy for her, sexy for you, a gift that you're both going to love. Check them out at pajamagram.com. It's a softly draped fabric that's going to feel amazing to the touch for her and you. And it's got a hidden secret in the back. Beautiful fall-away black lace that reveals her sensual skin. It's a secret only the two of you are going to know about. And it's really hot. I'm just telling you, get on it. It's a win-win for you and her. Delivery's guaranteed for Valentine's Day, but you got to order now. Don't wait till it's too late. Go to pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. This Valentine's Day, share a secret with the one you love. Give her a pair of hidden secret pajamas only from pajamagram.com. You don't have to gift wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Delivery guaranteed for Valentine's Day if you call now. Visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Tell them AJ Hoffman sent you.
This is the Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5.